Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. I think it is frustratingly hilarious how unpackageable and unsellable and unmarketable that good research-backed advice is, despite being a multi-billion dollar industry. And it's because we as humans are so similar in so many really important ways, but we're also so dramatically different that there really is no way to hack any single experience in order to optimize every single person's flow without suffering. Don't get me wrong, we as individuals can make our lives easier, and we should invest time and effort and money into our wellness and well-being, but the importance to me comes down to distinguishing between the shit that is actually worth your time versus the shit that is putting the impetus on you to solve every one of your problems. To me, the most marketable piece of advice is to root any of your choices in love. Before you do anything, ask yourself, why am I doing this? Is this choice rooted in fear or is it rooted in love? And by checking in with ourselves on that basic distinction, you will start to feel more confident, even in your suffering, that you're on the right path and doing the best that you can with what you've got. Because like I've said before, suffering is unavoidable. And the idea of living up to our full potential is bullshit. You're already doing that. The thing is, if you want to live your best life with quote unquote no regrets, you're gonna have to get really real with what you actually think would create that life for you in the end. Because that's gonna look a hell of a lot different than mine, than your neighbor's, than your mom's, etc., etc. And when you are deciding what would make you feel fulfilled, I think it's important to remember that there is simply not enough time to live up to your full potential. There's not enough time to do it all, to see it all, and to reach all of the heights that you literally could reach if you put your effort and time into every single thing you ever were interested in. That's why, to me, it really comes down to getting realistic with what you want right fucking now. This doesn't mean you shouldn't consider yourself 10 years from now or 5 years from now with the choices that you make. But in my opinion, if you're rooting your decisions now in love and what actually makes you feel fulfilled in the moment, I truly don't believe you can make any wrong choice with that type of distinction. Because when I was younger, the jobs that I dreamed about having don't really exist in the same capacity that they did when I was 10. And this job that I created now by podcasting truly did not exist when I was a kid, so I couldn't have dreamed about it. That's why I think it's so important to put less stakes on what looks good, quote unquote, on paper and really put your focus on what feels good right now so that you can move towards the things that actually do look and feel good so that it's sustainable. If you're like me, you're probably like, Julie, the only thing that feels good is sitting topless, high, and eating fruit. To which I say, if you have the right marketing, you could probably get paid for that. But in reality, we should have things that feel good that are not monetarily influenced and motivated, right? We should have things that we follow just because they feel good. But I also know for a fact, from my own experience and from my own research, that to build a life with quote-unquote no regrets is far less about the number of accomplishments and accolades you'd like in your bag, and way more focused on the ones that you purposefully and intentionally put in there. But what outweighs all the accomplishments, the ones that you put in there on accident, and the one you put in there with years of dedication and hard work? The emotions that you feel about them. Think about your biggest dream accomplishment, whether it's climbing Mount Everest or sitting peacefully in a hot tub that you own. I don't care what it is, picture it. Take a moment to sit there and be in your biggest accomplishment as if you've accomplished it right there, right now. In this moment, what are the feelings that you were chasing? What are your emotions in that moment? The more you can channel and feel those emotions, the better. But really, even just being able to basically identify them is a helpful practice. By knowing what you want to feel rather than what you actually want to do and achieve and get and be, you are opening up your world to so many more possibilities and experiences and things that can bring that same sense of deep, genuine satisfaction through something else that you never even imagined existed. Because when the possibilities are endless, it's not our job to look at every one and pick the best. It's our job to align with what we want to feel and move from there, ideally with a whole lot of confidence. Instead of worrying so much if this next job offer is the one or that person that you texted has actually seen your text, put your thoughts into what gives you energy. Put your focus into what fascinates you and work on manifesting the emotions that you are seeking through your biggest and most meaningful experiences. What does make you, specifically you, I'm talking to you here, feel like you're living a full and meaningful life? Don't consider what grown-ups taught you and what the society has said. Use your values, your goals, your desires, and your drive as a compass. Allow all of those things to guide you rather than guilt you. Because sure, we can always Google for the next best step and hope that one of those aligns with what weird-ass, nuanced-specific-ass situation we got ourselves in. But in my experience, just asking myself, what would someone who loved themselves do right now? And by moving from there, the trillions of decisions that we have to make in life get a hell of a lot easier to manage because it's just coming from a place of love. And that's it. I don't have to worry about if it's the perfect choice. I just have to worry about if it's a choice I made out of love or out of fear. I'll leave you with this quote from noted monster Abraham Lincoln, who said, "And in the end, it's not the years in your life that counts. It's the life in your years." So give your years some life by following what you love instead of worrying so much about what's going to make you feel loved. And know that I love you, because I really do. And I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Bye, cutie.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.